Well, good morning, friends visiting us and our usual friends here. Now, I was away last week preaching in Norwich, but what have we been looking at for the last few times that I've been speaking to you, Catherine?
We're looking at people that are trying to take us away from Jesus.
We are indeed. We're looking at the ways of people who try to undermine the Christian faith. And we've called this, haven't we now, a children's survival pack. How to get through this world of wickedness. Who is behind this wickedness? Who's behind it all, Molly? It is the devil. Ultimately, if we're going to trace it back, we will find that he is the source of that enmity. Remember in the psalm we just read, "Consider my enemies, for they are many. They hate me with cruel hatred." And that's the fact. It isn't pleasant, and we've got to reckon with that. And if you're serious about following Jesus Christ and serving him and honouring him, you've got to reckon with this. Not everybody, I think most people are not going to say, "Oh, wonderful." You're going to have to know what you're about and be able to find your way with God's help through this world. So what are some of the things that we've thought about? What did we think about last time? Can you remember? Something about thinking. Something about thinking. An accusation that is made about Christians that we just aren't free to think. We are poor things. We are, they tell us. We just cannot think straight. And they are, do you remember what they call themselves? Something thinkers, Charlotte. Free thinkers. We're the people that can think the big thoughts and we can range far and wide. You are like poor things here you can't see. Well, he thought, but that's nonsense. Throughout history, Christians have been at the forefront very often of science and discovery, and they have been ranging the whole universe, seeing the wonderful works of God. Absolute nonsense. So, here's something else that we might hear from time to time, and it's this. Ah, people say, wars. What causes wars in the world? What do they often say is one of the main causes of wars in the world? Word beginning with R. Polly. Religion! That's it. Religion. Belief in something more than what you can see and touch and taste. A belief in a higher power or some other world. That's what makes people go to war. Is that true or is that false? Is that true or is that false? What do we think? People say, religion causes wars. True or false? We're hedging here. I'll tell you the answer. True. It's true. Absolutely true. Religion has been the cause of the deaths of millions. It has, throughout history. No getting away from that. Ah, but what sort of religion would we say? What sort of religion? What might we then go on to say? Any ideas? Well, his dad has an idea. We would say this. The true Christian faith has not led to wars. Christians, true Christians, are not those who will go and be aggressors and go and start a war here or fight over this there. True Christians may have to defend themselves against aggressors, and they may have to go to war in the service of defending liberties and freedoms or whatever it might be, yes. But Christians, not all that call themselves Christians, but true Christians, no, they have not been those who have started wars. So we'd have to say, you're right, religion has caused so many wars, so many deaths. Religion, different kinds of religions, we would have to say as Christians, false religions have been behind the deaths of thousands, millions, and still are to this very day. Can you think of some examples where religion today has caused death or is causing death? Anything in the news? Ooh, I can think of an event back in the year 2001 in New York. Catherine.
I think one, I think you know what you're talking about, is when a plane crashed.
That's it, you're right. When those planes crashed into those twin towers in New York, those fundamentalist Islamic people there who thought they were serving God by doing this, and that this was a great thing to do. We were kind of shocked and appalled that anybody could think that. And people who blew up some underground trains, didn't they, was it in 2005, in this country. So, yes, up until this day and across the world in different countries, and we can name lots of them, religion is causing war. Because whenever people have ideas, and these ideas are important, they get carried away. And it leads them often to be aggressive and think they're serving God by killing people. But there's something else to say as well. Because a lot of the people who say, oh, it's a religion, big, big problem. Let's get rid of religion and everything will be fine. True or false? Get rid of religion, everything will be fine, wars will end. Catherine? False. Correct. False. Absolutely false. Because if we look back in the last century, 20th century, up until today as well, in the 21st century, we would have to say one of the biggest causes of death and war and inhumanity of man against man has been war. Anybody got a thought on that? Something beginning with A, actually. Something beginning with A. The opposite of believing in God. A. Yes, sir. Atheism and atheists. People who hate God and don't believe in God have been some of the people who have killed the most people in the name of the God that they don't believe in. They have killed millions. Can you think of any? Any of you know any? Atheists don't like this, by the way, when we raise this issue. This is not pleasant to them. We can think Stalin in Russia. He was an atheist. He loved Darwin. He was studying at one time to be a priest, apparently. Well, we may not think he was going in the right direction there quite, but he had some religion, if you will. And then he met Darwin. And he decided, oh, I'll throw that all in. I'm going to become an atheist. And he killed millions upon millions of people. Lots and lots of people. We can think of the Nazis. And who was their leader? Who was their leader in Germany? Modern history here. Yes.
I think it's someone who started the wars.
It was Hitler. Thanks, Catherine. You got us there. He had rejected the Bible. He had rejected its teachings. He had some, all kinds of bad and wicked ideas there. Killed millions upon millions of people. Today, do you know which is the worst country for treating its own citizens? Do you know which country it is, Charlotte? It is North Korea, correct. North Korea. And what sort of government is that in North Korea? Do you know? What do they believe in? Catherine?
They believe that their prime minister, their leader is a god.
Well, they virtually do, actually. For a country that apparently does not believe in a god, it's remarkable that they treat their leader, and he treats himself, as though he were a kind of god. Their official creed is no god. Oh, and they are so violent against Christians and against all of their people. Thousands are starving to death, we understand, in that country and across lots of other countries where atheism rules. So if anybody says religion causes wars, you agree. Oh, yes, you say, it does. But not true Christians, they're not the problem. And, oh, atheists, by the way, what about your doctrines? What about your creeds? Look at the millions that have died. They don't like it when you tell them that. So if any of your friends try that one on you. There are a few thoughts there. Our Children's Survival Pack, Part 3. Well, God willing, we'll look at some more of these questions next week.